About 20% of Americans smoke, but the rate often runs higher in immigrant communities. Take the Bosnians who are living in St. Louis. Experts estimate that 50 to 70% of them smoke, so local health officials have launched an anti-smoking campaign that is part preventive medicine and part cultural anthropology. Adam Allington of KWMU reports.
Asim Spahic is a regular at Estrada, the popular Bosnian club in South St. Louis. On this night, the place is packed, and virtually everyone here is smoking. When it comes to cigarettes, Spahic's attitude is fairly typical among Bosnian smokers.
I smoke a lot, probably more than one pack a day, but I really don't feel any consequences.
Yes, he says. He knows smoking is bad for you, but he's just not that worried about it.
My grandfather smoked. He died. He was 92 years old. My grandma died. She was 101. And they all died in sleep, not from cancer. They smoke all their life.
It's precisely this kind of person that Vivian McKay is trying to reach.
When I first approached the Bosnian community about implementing some sort of tobacco cessation programs, I was literally laughed at. Everybody thought it was a great joke.
McKay works for the St. Louis County Health Department. She says one reason persuading Bosnians to kick the habit is so difficult is the central role cigarettes play in their culture.
That's part of their whole social system. Coffee and cigarettes, or beer and cigarettes, you know, that's all part of being a Bosnian.
To help create a message that would resonate with the Bosnian community, McKay hired Anto Peric. Peric is a Bosnian who doesn't smoke. He's a county health worker, and when he talks to fellow Bosnians about quitting, he says the excuse that he hears the most is stress.
Many of these people suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and when I tell them they should at least attempt to quit smoking, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, but how am I going to deal with all the stress that I'm facing in a new country being away?
Bosnians started arriving in St. Louis in the early 90s as part of a refugee resettlement program. Zukrija Djidjevic is the founder of the Bosnian newspaper Saba. He says that living through a prolonged and bloody war has imbued his countrymen with a kind of fatalistic mentality about smoking.
I'm the person who survived Bosnia, Sarajevo as a capital under siege for 4 years. And one of the things to enjoy on that moment without food and everything else was a cigarette.
Djidjevic says that during the war, there were lots of things that could kill you, and smoking just wasn't one of them. Chipping away at that attitude is difficult, but not impossible. At Gerbich's restaurant in South St. Louis, everyone speaks Bosnian. Nearly half are smoking. Ironically, they've all come to discuss ways to help Bosnians, such as themselves, quit the habit. Adil Velic and his wife both smoke. He says he's tried quitting several times.
She buy me the patch, and I'm truck driver. And I put the patch over here, and I sit in my truck, and I smoke.
Vivian McKay says getting Bosnians to accept the idea of preventative health care is a delicate process. For the moment, she says, just having a discussion about smoking will do more than any slogan or billboard campaign.
The fact of the matter is that as we have been doing more education within the community, they're really starting to understand that smoking can also contribute to this stress that they're under.
Eventually, the St. Louis program will include job site programs and free nicotine therapy. Across the river in Illinois, state lawmakers recently banned smoking in bars, restaurants, and public buildings. And when asked about the possibility of a state ban in Missouri, many Bosnians here don't even want to consider the idea. Publisher Zukrija Djidjevic says it would have drastic consequences for his work.
I can smoke next to my computer and do newspaper, and I think that I won't be able even to write an article without a cigarette in my hand. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think.
For The World, I'm Adam Allington in St.